You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa! Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked. Brady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh my heavens!
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
"Hey, man.
Hey, we have an issue, Atlanta. We've got a problem. Our Hawks can't win late, or at least that is what they have shown us. Hopefully things turn around, but they need to change fairly quickly. Tonight they've got the Celtics. We're going to dive into that in about 15 minutes as part of our strong arm story of the day. Lots of finger pointing going on when it comes to our basketball team right now. Listen, there's enough blame to go around, but Mike and I will dive in. I'll tell you what my problem is. He'll tell you what his is, and I want to know what yours is. Last night was as discouraging as it gets as they lose to a bad Cleveland team. Hey, man, as we dive into the Falcon Report, you guys got a chance to hear earlier, last hour, as a matter of fact, Terry Fontenot, who joined us yesterday on the show, Falcons general manager. And Mike, I think this is what we want. I don't know if we're going to get it, okay? When September rolls around and we see what kind of team we've got and the schedule's out, you know, all that stuff's going to play out in this offseason. I don't know if we're going to be able to balance the winning of now and continuing to build for the future being in our current situation. And that is, we still got a lot of money to cut off this salary, off the salary cap. We still have to, you know, cut some of the fat. We still have decisions to make when it comes to how we're going to approach this draft.
Mm-hmm.
Free agency is going to be limited. We don't have $50 or $60 million to go play with. Not now. We may in the future. And that's what I'm talking about, Mike. We're going to get there, but we may have to make some growing pains to do it. So can you balance winning now, next season,
right,
and getting better as we continue to build
this
thing?
You know what? The listeners are saying we are equivocating. And I never want to be an equivocator, Carl. We don't want to be a waffler. That's what equivocate means. We got to come up with one plan. I'm saying take Justin Fields at 4.
That's not what I'm asking you.
I'm doing
That's
it.
Not what I'm asking you.
And then,
I'm asking you, can you balance
winning really now? Nah, probably
and
not.
And moving forward. That's not.
Nope.
Justin Fields is a separate conversation. Nah. We'll talk about that in a second.
But
can
if I
you
go,
balance it?
If you do subscribe to that theory and or the idea that you are only going to be picking in the top 5 so many times in your franchise's history, if you do things right. You know, I mean, the old Falcons would have had many opportunities to be in the top 10. But now this is a chance. If you believe, again, if you believe that franchise quarterback
you're
is
waffling.
There. No. I'm telling you. I mean, if you believe, which I believe in Justin Fields, despite the fact that Ohio State quarterbacks are hot garbage in the NFL, I'm saying this is different. I consider him a bulldog who beat Clemson. How about that? Yes, you like that? Splitting hairs. But I'm saying I can't answer your question without going down that road, because you could get a transformative left tackle, move Matthews in. I know Fricky was joking around about all this stuff this morning. Move Matthews in and figure it out. But if you get Penei Sewell, you've got a guy who's going to be here for 10 years. And that, now you finally got a guy who can run the football. That's going to be hard to say no to, Carl. But, I mean, you can also get somebody from Alabama at the end of the first round, early second round, to run the football, interior lineman or tackle. They're going to be there potentially. So if you feel that you've got to address the – I want to get the offensive line. To answer your question, again, I'm getting off track here. You can run the football, make Matt Ryan and Julio viable for at least one more year. And is that what you want? But let's be honest. Do you believe the Falcons could win the Super Bowl next year? I don't believe that. I don't think there's any chance in hell that the Falcons can win the Super Bowl next year. Okay. So in that case, I might as well take Justin Fields and just go for the future.
Okay. And I understand you had to go the long way around saying if we do this, this, and this, this will affect the balance between building for now and the future. Let me tell you guys something. If you take Justin for, take any quarterback for, and they're sitting for a year, that doesn't help us win right now. That's not balancing and building now and for the future. That's building for the future. That's not winning now. If you take any one of these quarterbacks at four and they sit for a year, that does not help us win now.
But are you gonna what are you gonna win now? What are you gonna win? What are you going to win in 2021?
Okay. As much as I want to agree with where we've been, okay, and this is why we're skewed. We've been in a bad relationship. I've said this, all right? We've been abused, okay? We were
bamboozled,
in an abusive relationship. The last 3 years with our football team, we just have been. There was hope. There was so much. We're going on vacation. We're going to spend time together. We're going to do fun things. And it didn't turn out that way, okay? So right now, we're skewed. So because of that, you and many Falcon fans don't believe that there's any way in hell, as you said, we can go to Super Bowl. I disagree. Because we've seen teams completely turn it around and be playoff teams, get hot, and all of a sudden, they're in the mix. Nobody thought we were going to Super Bowl in 16. So if you're asking me what we're going to win, that's still yet to be determined. But understand, if you're trying to balance, which is what I'm asking you, what do you want? Do you want to win next season, or do you want to win for the future? If you take any one of these quarterbacks, you're not helping yourself next season.
All right, you know what? I'm as much as it sucks this year, barring where we don't know where the world is going to be, we don't know where U.S. is going to be with COVID, we're probably not going to have capacity. If ever there's a year to kick the rebuild in, Carl, it's 21. So, I mean, I will get off the fence. I've been riding this fence for, what, three weeks now.
Well, why do you think you're on the fence? Tell me that.
Because I still see I see a guy like a Penei Sewell, and I go, wow, that's a dude we haven't had. That's a guy we haven't had. You know, that's a dude that we need. I mean, you got to go back to, like, Mike Ken and Jeff Van Note when you think about the kind of offensive line. I mean, we had some good pieces in 98. You know, Bob Whitfield was solid. I mean, we talked about, you know, Mud Duck, and we talked, obviously, about Alex Mack, who's now moving on. But to get that building block left tackle to protect the blind side of whoever's going to be the quarterback, that is so big to have. And then if you want to try to make a run, if I want to play along, if you feel we're going to find the right running back, we're going to be able to make minimal moves, middle money if at all moves, Carl, middle level free agents to pump up or to fill some empty spots, I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I hate – you know me, I'm all or nothing. You know, Carl will tell you, I don't like either. I either love you or I hate you. There's no
true.
In between.
Now that's true. That's true.
I am not. There's no gray area in my world.
That's
so,
true.
All right, you know what? You push me to it.
Wait, I didn't push you to it. They pushed you to it.
Guess
I didn't push
what?
You to it.
You know what's pushed me to it?
What?
Taking melatonin this morning instead of zinc. I'm a raving lunatic right now. I am going to say this team is not going to the Super Bowl this year.
Okay.
Tom Brady might go to the Super Bowl. We're not going.
Okay.
I am going to say take the best athlete available at four. And if it's a quarterback, yes, you take that. If it's Zach Wilson, you take that squinch face creep, Cobra Kai looking creep,
okay,
and let's rock and roll. If you think it's Justin Fields, you take Fields.
You are kind of psychosynchronic today, I will say that. Okay, here's why I'm not waffling, okay? It's our Falcon Report, by the way. It's brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Domino's! Sorry, Domino's, guys. And by the way, this is no joke. I really did take the wrong stuff tonight. Don't forget, guys, Domino's has got a great deal for you every week, every day. Week-long carryout deal. You get any Domino's 5 crust with up to 3 toppings any day of the week. And don't forget about car side delivery when you go to Domino's.com.
Here's why I'm not waffling. See, you guys have backed Mike into a corner. Mike is like a dog in a corner. He's going to bite somebody and work his way out. Here's why I'm not waffling. You ask us, okay, what do you guys want to do? I haven't gotten all the information yet. I've said this to you guys. Give me another month. Let me talk to some more people. Let me find out what guys do at their pro days. Let me see a little bit more before I completely dive in and tell you guys this is what we better do. Now, trust me, draft night, the day before draft night, 2 days before the draft night, I'll have it down. I'll tell you guys exactly where we should go and why we don't. And if we don't, the mistake we're making. But right now to say I have to know exactly, I don't have to know Jack because I don't know all the information about all these guys. So I'm not going to be in a corner saying I absolutely think this is who we should take and this is what we should do. There is no waffling. There might be as we get closer, but at some point I will make my mind up based on the information that I'm given, Mike. And then I'll tell you guys and we'll see what happens. But right now I'm not going to tell you that because I do think there are a lot of options. Just understanding that the balance of this,
right?
We have to try to win next year. You're not bringing Matt and Julio back to lose.
No, but again, guess what? We just won four games with Matt and Julio.
Bad coaching.
Okay. And well, Julio not on the field.
And that
you know
too.
What I mean?
And
but
that
I mean
too.
That's the other part of it. That's why when we get back to all these guys going, we can't. How can we move without Keanu Neal? We just won four games with that defense. I mean, to me, we are a bad football team with stars for whatever reason have not been able to put it together. If you think, and I believe Arthur Smith wants to run the football, a balanced attack. We always talk about this, Carl, play action.
Yeah.
Play action has been missing from our repertoire for years because no one respects our run game. Since Free ran for 1,000 yards when Shanahan was here. I'm just telling you, if you want to get me now, I'd say, yes, go get the quarterback. Let's rock and roll. Or,
okay.
Here's the thing. You were just presuming that we're going to get there at four and that'll be it. If we can find a way to trade down, that opens up a world of opportunities. Then I can still get a corner and find a quarterback in the second round. But then some Falcon fans will take convincing if I want to go get Mac Jones, who did a hell of a job with Alabama this year, but everyone doesn't want him now because he's not a dual threat.
You're waffling.
I want to trade down, but at four I'm going quarterback. There you go.
If you want to trade down. And by the way, if you're convinced
the
quarterback is the move, guys, I have no problem with that. There have been guys since the day after we finished the season, Dukes, better go get a quarterback. Mm-hmm. If you believe that, that's fine. I have no issues with that. Just understand they're sitting. That doesn't help you next season. And if you're okay with that and you say, well, I don't care if we win two games next year, well, go tell that to everybody at Flyer Branch that just got jobs. Because I guarantee you they want to win more than two games. So
but
there is a balance, and I don't know if we can do it, Mike, without saying – how do we help our team right now and then continue to build as we're doing this? Taking a quarterback and having him sit for a year doesn't help you next season.
But don't you think, though, if there's a year where if we're not going to have capacity and we're not going to have full crowds at Mercedes-Benz.
Like this season. Like this year.
This could be. Again, I'm hoping it isn't. I'm ready to go. You know me. I'll go. I'll drink. If I'm actively drinking, I have to wear the mask, Carl.
That's why you got to keep a cocktail in your
head. I want the quarterback. I cannot convince.
Okay.
If it's not, you say it all the time, let's get down to brass tacks. I don't believe this team with any improvements in this offseason are going to the Super Bowl.
Fair enough, man. What do you guys think? 404-741-0929. It is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Find us on social media. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Hey, guys, we're going to give one lucky listener a chance to win another exclusive VIP code to see an advanced screening of Coming to America 2, Thursday, March 4th. It's at 7 o'clock. You're just chilling at the house. You put the code in, boom. You get to stream the movie before it gets released globally. Stay tuned between now and 6 o'clock. We're going to give one lucky winner an opportunity to do that. Hey, coming up next, what the hell's going on with the Hawks?
And now, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Sports Flash.
I'm Mike Conti. This update is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. In the NBA, the Hawks host the Celtics tonight, less than 24 hours after both teams suffered tough road losses. The Hawks blew a fourth-quarter lead for the 10th time this year Tuesday in a 112-111 loss at Cleveland. Trae Young was asked how he views the season to this point.
I'm frustrated with the way we close out some of these games, and we can get better in a lot of areas, but at the same time, we're missing a lot of guys. We gotta find a way to win.
The Hawks are 0-5 this year on the second half of back-to-backs. Pre-game coverage starts at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United today takes a big step towards the start of their season with the opening day of training camp. It's the first opportunity for five newly signed South American players and a completely new coaching staff to work together. Atlanta United opens the season in 6 weeks in Costa Rica. Representatives of Tiger Woods say the golfer continues to recover in a Los Angeles area hospital after he suffered serious leg and ankle injuries Tuesday in a single car wreck. Police in LA continue to investigate that wreck. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for your superstar battery built to handle even the toughest conditions. Their professional parts people will help you find just what you need for your car. Visit your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Mike Conte from the Kia Studios on your home of tonight's Hawks Celtics game. Tip off at 7:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
All right, who are you pointing the finger at? You know, we put out a poll today at Dukes and Bell 929. It's kind of funny. And we just basically asked the question about, you know, your frustrations with this team. If you're not familiar what we're talking about, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 929, The Game. The Hawks lose again last night in the fashion in which we've become familiar with. So now with our 13-18 record, we have the Celtics tonight, which we'll talk about coming up here. But this, Mike, was a bad loss. It was ugly, and the way that we blew it late, it just ticked me off. I was hot all last night because I was like, we're better than this, but right. We keep losing this way.
Well, you and I say it all the time. You know, people always go, oh, you know, Atlanta. That's Atlanta. You know, it, whether it's the Georgia Bulldogs in a big moment or, you know, any of our local sports teams. And I always hate to, you know, link the one with the other because at the end of the day, it's individual teams operating independently, making bad decisions, granted, but Carl, it shouldn't have anything to do with it, anything else, the Atlanta curse. But last night, all I could think of is it's freaking Dan Quinn. It's a stupid challenge. You don't get the challenge. I mean, the NBA, it's like a 50. Best case scenario, you're going to lose 58% of the time. That's according to Sports Illustrated. When you challenge, I think it was the, was it the charge or the blocking? Either way, you don't get the call. So you lose a timeout. And he lost track of what the hell's going on with his personnel. Trey lost track of the time. Should have taken the shot with like either no time left on the clock, and you win the game. You give a, but I've never seen a team dunk, right? With five, I mean, I've never seen somebody get in the half court and take it to the rack like that. And Gallinari's in there, and what was that? It was like a sheepish first step. It should have been Capella out there. Once again, Capella's not out there to protect the rim, Carl.
It's a great point. So you can look at the substitutions. You can look at the what we call game awareness, right? And Trey's been a point guard all his life. Mm-hmm. I do think we rushed our last few possessions, and we shot it a little bit before we should have, which gave them extra time to get back in it, hit a three, boom, 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 dunk, and then the game's over. Some people talked about Trey not taking the last shot. I want you to hear what he said, because he did pass up the opportunity, but I don't even think it should have come down to that. That's my point, guys. It should have never came down to whether or not Trey was passing up the final shot. Here's what he said.
Just because I saw how many people were around me, and that's something I gotta feel. I gotta look up at the clock and know that it was, I mean, wasn't enough time to really get a pass and shot. But I saw Tony open, and I knew we had 4 seconds left. So I thought I had a couple dribbles and a pass to get it to him. So something I can get better at and learn from.
I'm not stressing on that because it shouldn't come down to that. We had the game won. We blew this with last-minute decisions, bad possessions, you know.
Trey missed some shots. Trey did miss some shots.
Oh, no doubt.
Capella missed the alley-oop.
28-12, right, Mike, right. Should have resulted in a win.
But to your point, though, I mean, why is he not on the All-Star team? We got the stats. He should be on the All-Star team. But he couldn't finish it last night. And then as soon as that game's over, what do you see? What do you see? You turn over on ESPN, and there's Luka dropping a shot. Step back, pop. I'm just saying, Carl, if you look strictly at the scoring sheet, it looks legit. But going down the stretch, Trey missed a lot of baskets.
Yes, and I agree. The floater that he missed, I'm not going to disagree with that. This is what I'm talking about. I feel like they sped us up for whatever reason, and we rushed shots. And that
Where's the coach? Where's the coach?
That played into the hands of the Cavaliers. So where are you guys at? I'm tired of losing like this. I mean, honestly, this is getting old real quick, and we're not even to the halfway point. You know, we've lost more games this way, this season, than I can remember in the last decade. I mean, and this team, even with the guys we're missing, is better than this. Here's the thing. This is why this one hurts a little bit more. It's Dukes and Bell. Cavs, Mike, you've been saying it, a 10-game losing streak. They suck. Yeah, they have not been good at all this year.
Right. I mean, Chris, cue up our man Steve Holman, who lives and dies with the Hawks. And Steve's never going to sugarcoat it. John Collins, by the way, gets banged up. Something's been up, Carl. He hasn't been productive the last two games by his standards, and he goes out after just 13 minutes. So, I mean, that's part of it. Don't have Bogdanovich out there. Gallinari is like a zero in shoes last night. I mean, but anyway, take a listen to Steve Holman as it wound down, and this wacky game ended in a way we've never seen before.
And it will be Sexton. Sexton gets it in the lane, and a slam dunk down the lane with 4 seconds to go, and the Cavaliers lead 112 to 111. Trae Young back, 1 second, and that's the game. That timeout the Hawks didn't have cost them dearly. And they blow a game to the Cavaliers, a team that had lost 10 in a row. What a horrible loss. Probably the worst loss of the year.
It was.
He was at a slow burn on that one, Carl. He finally went in.
It really was, man. So where are we at and where are we going? Well, the going part has a lot to do with some of the things Mike's talking about, right? Getting some players back. But we still should be winning games, that we should be taking advantage of the teams that are not as good as us. This was one of those games. When the Mavs came in, guys, a few weeks ago, they were on like a 6 or 7 game losing streak, and we let them off the hook. You know, Mavs are not a great team. They're not the first team in the Western Conference, but those games where you're leading, Mike, and you have some momentum, and you can't find a way to finish, those are the ones that come back to bite you. So right now, you know, with this record, and now you look at the second half of the schedule, and this is what Mike was talking about. I just looked at the month of March. This starts around March 20th, and it goes all the way. It's about a 10-day stretch from the 20th through the 30th, and we are on the road out west because, again, COVID, so they're trying to keep them out there and play these games. It used to be you fly home, you could fly back. They're trying to keep them out there. So this is about a 10-game or a 10-day stretch where you've got the Lakers, Clippers, Sacramento, Golden State, at Denver, at Phoenix, at San Antonio, at New Orleans, Zion. And then you come home, and oh, by the way, here comes Steph Curry and company on April 4th. That may be the toughest stretch of games just because you're on the road and you're literally playing every other day. And by the way, the guy Mike just mentioned still won't be available, if you're wondering. DeAndre Hunter's not going to be available at the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? You got to step up.
Right. I mean, and the thing last night is we could have blown the Cavaliers out in the first quarter. We got off on an 11-5 run. And then all of a sudden, it's like everybody starts making shots. And I'm like, I'm watching the names and I'm hearing like Bob Rathbun calling the game. And I'm like, is that Dwayne Wade and Ray Allen? Oh, no, no. It's no. That's Dean Wade and Jared Allen.
You know? Yeah, really. Because they look like Dwayne Wade.
I'm like, what? You know, but we missed. I mean, I'm not trying to say like, you know, prisoner of the moment or king of the obvious. We missed a bunch of shots early when we could have blown them out. We missed shots late. And then the coach. And then Lloyd gets involved. Let me challenge that. You never get the challenge. I'm surprised it's 58%. You know what I mean? You would think it would be more like 25% of them, actually. It's 58% go the way of the refs. You don't get it overturned. And that reminded me of Dan Quinn, because we'd lose timeouts. It would come back to bite us before the halftime. How many times do teams eat our lunch right before the half? Well, in this case, you know, and the other thing, why is Gallinari going in? What is he going to do? You know, I mean, as Steve Holman talked about it, you need Capella in there at the very least, rim protection. And Trey was late on a rotation getting over to get involved defensively. There was just tiny little mistakes which just conspire to get you where you lose to a team that's on a 10-game losing streak.
All right, man, 404-741-0929. Again, go to Dukes and Bell, and you can answer our poll question and just express your frustration with where we're at right now. Because, again, do I think we're a championship team? I'm not going to fool you and say, yo, of course we are. No, we're not. But we're better than what the teams we're losing to that we should be beating. And that is the games against the Lakers, Mike, and some of these other teams that are at the top of their conference, whether it's Utah, who's shown now they're a really good team,
right.
You know, the Nets. You're going to be in those games, and if you win, okay, great. You pulled out one, and you found a way to win, and maybe, you know, overall you're not as good as they are. In the 7-game series, that would be proven. But it's just the regular season. We don't care about 7 games right now. We're just trying to get wins night in and night out. And the way you get to the playoffs, Hawks, is you beat bad teams. The problem is a lot of people around the NBA are looking at us going, well, we're not really that good either. Maybe this is an overrated team, even with all the hype surrounding all the things coming into the season. Do you feel that way?
Well, here's the thing, though, guys, and you and I, how many times you were defending John Collins, we're defending Trey. This is the building blocks. This is how you build around it. one way or the other, Lloyd Pierce is going to get got, okay? They fired the coach up in Minnesota. Coaches get fired in the NBA all the time. Travis Schlenk's he's the architect of this. This thing is built around Trey and John Collins. Okay, John's a little banged up right now. DeAndre Hunter, that's the other thing. You just talked about this brutal second half of the season with a big West Coast swing. No DeAndre Hunter till April. I mean, and look, Lloyd's a good guy, and I get that, but my God, Schlenk's not going to lose his job over bad coaching. Right? I mean, at some point, Tony Ressler's going to go, what the hell are we doing? This is the year we make the playoffs, not be five games under 500.
Yeah. I'll say this, and I don't want to be Mr. Nice Guy because I'm over that. As far as trying to, you know, give our team a little bit more leeway, we know the injuries are a factor. We understand that. Okay, go ahead and put that to the side. At what point does the owner, to your point, and the general manager say exactly what we're saying, Mike? Mm. How many games have been blown because of X? Not injuries.
Right.
Games we were in, games we had leads, games that we had leads in with less than 2 minutes to play. We've lost 10 of those. We've already lost 10 of those. So that has nothing to do with who's not on the floor. The guys who are on the floor have you in the game and have you an inch away or two away from winning, and you haven't been able to complete those. Why?
Mm. Again, the fans are interested, guys. The good news, if you're the Hawks management, people are passionate. They're ticked off. There gets a point, we've seen it with the Hawks, Carl, in the last 20 years, where people don't care anymore. Let's hope it doesn't get to that. They got to make some moves here and figure this thing out.
Let's hope they do a better job tonight against the Celtics, man. I'm challenging them. I just want to see more. Mike, I want to see more.
Sense of urgency, man.
Yes.
Let's roll.
Right. Yes. All right, man. We got guy talk on the way. What's coming up, Mike?
Hey, man, did the judge tell Springsteen it was a 10th Avenue freeze-out? Or, baby, we were born to run on his DUI? And are they ever going to get that contraption, that crane down in Midtown? What's going on?
And now, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Sports Flash.
I'm Mike Conti. The Hawks have to put the sting of last night's blown fourth-quarter lead in Cleveland behind them as they turn right around to host the Celtics tonight. Tuesday was the 10th time already this season where the Hawks failed to hold a fourth-quarter lead. Solomon Hill says they need to look in the mirror.
That's who we've been. I think we stopped playing at the pace that we want to play. I still don't believe that we're the best execution team when it comes to the fourth quarter, so there was no need for us to slow the game down.
Pre-game coverage starts at 7 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Hawks are 0-5 this year on the second half of back-to-backs. The Celtics are 3-3 in those situations. The MLS season is approaching, and today Atlanta United opened its first training camp under the direction of new manager Gabriel Heinze. The team is also working in 5 newly signed players from South America to begin their season in a little under 6 weeks in Costa Rica. Investigators in Los Angeles are still looking into the cause of Tuesday's car wreck, which seriously injured Tiger Woods. Representatives for Woods say he is recovering in the hospital after undergoing surgery for serious knee and ankle injuries. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Mike Conti from the Kia Studios on your home of tonight's Hawks-Celtics game. Tip off at 7:30. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man. It's hump day here in the A, and it's brought to you by our buddies at Cricket Wireless today, guys. Again, Cricket Wireless, get more of what you love. Smile, you're on Cricket. And again, a lot of stuff going down today. Carl and I spent a lot of time, as you can imagine, on Tiger Woods yesterday. Just real quick, just to double down on it, we heard more about the particulars, Carl, of the surgeries and everything that he's got to have to deal with. And I don't know, man. I'm never going to bet against Tiger, but boy, oh boy. I mean, on top of a bad back, there was no guarantees he was going to make the Masters, let alone other majors this year. I won't bet against him, but, man, it seems like long odds this time, doesn't it?
It does. Just because, again, you know, I go back to my statement yesterday that at some point, this happens to all professional athletes. Most times it happens not when they want it to, but at some point your body, you just wake up one day, your body goes, I'm done. Like, I can't do that anymore.
Right.
And for Tiger, even though he may not mentally, okay, may not be saying those things, his body now has got to overcome these injuries and how this impacts his golf game and all of that. And I said this earlier today, you know, if you've ever walked 18,
mm-hmm.
and you're over
40. On a 40, hilly course, like a course like Riviera, for instance.
Pick your course. My body's sore after 8, and I'm not a professional golfer. I'm sore, and I'm just a normal dude. My point is reconstructive surgery on one knee, fused back, 4 major surgeries on your back. Now you got a rod in your leg, okay, from the surgery yesterday.
Right.
I don't know if that means that he's going to be able to walk 4 rounds now, Mike, and compete at the highest level. Can he play casual golf? I hope. But to think that he's going to somehow, you know, get out of this, come out of this situation and be able to compete like we've seen him, I just think the odds just got a little bit longer for him.
Right. And everyone points to Ben Hogan, and the Ben Hogan story is amazing for younger listeners. Read up on it. But he was hit by a bus head on driving to a tournament in Texas. And he was, I think, in 37 when that happened. He was 40 and 41 when he was able to win multiple events. But like Tiger, he would kind of pick his spots. But then, Carl, by the time you're in your mid 40s, now pushing 50, I mean, like Jack won that last Masters at age 46. So, I mean, you just start to realize that it's not going to be there. I'm just happy to see the guy compete. That's why I wasn't trying to be a wise ass. I just love to see the guy, if he was involved in a seniors event and he can get a win, let alone a PGA Tour event. But we'll keep you posted on that. And now, again, no one's going to tell Tiger he can't do it. We all know that. But, geez Louise, what another tough road to hoe. Hey, man, speaking of tough row, in this case, a road, and that would be heading down West Peachtree. I just read an article the AJC posted about 20 minutes ago. They still haven't got the crane down, Carl.
What's the deal? What's the holdup?
People living in buildings around there got to stay in hotels right now. Oh. So I don't know according to the AJC article, they're talking more about the inconvenience, but a lot of businesses, the Atlantic House apartments have been closed since Friday when crews working at 1105 West Peachtree became concerned about a teetering crane. This is from the AJC. So folks in condos and people that base their whole lives are upside down while we bring in a crane and another crane and a bigger crane. It's like, you know, it's like a children's book. And then they brought the really, really big crane. Either way, 31 stories up. It's nothing to monkey around with. So they're still, according to this AJC article, they're still messing with it.
So is this an apartment building? What's the deal, Mike? Do you know what the building
1105,
is?
I want to say, I'm looking at the photos. It's
condos?
Yeah, it's condos / tower, but okay. Or as far as office, or it's mixed use. Because I've moved out of Midtown. I'm glad I'm not there right now with all this traffic. But the crane issue, and this happened, by the way, same thing happened with Hurricane Sandy. But this was a building that was like 180 some odd stories, even bigger, on 57th Street in Manhattan. And they the same thing, Carl. They had to basically evacuate on an entire like 3 or 4 square block radius where this crane could obviously go bouncing all around. So I mean, there's a legitimate concern, but people are like, you know, hey, while we're young, let's get this thing down, let's get rolling here.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hey man, we talked about this when the story broke. Bruce Springsteen was in a state park in New Jersey in Sandy Hook, right in the middle of Springsteen territory for Boss fans, and there was a national park guest trooper or whatever they are, state park police, whatever their qualifications are. He was sitting on a motorcycle, hanging out, being Bruce Springsteen, when a fan came over and goes, hey, Bruce, you want to do a shot? Yeah, that sounds great. Does a shot. Does 2 small shots, like little tiny Dixie cups. And then the park policeman comes over. And needless to say, Bruce gets arrested because, you know, in the mind of the officer, that's a no-go. Well, it went to federal court, Carl, because it happened on federal court land. I mean, federal lands goes federal court jurisdiction.
Okay.
Turn that down, Chris. That's the worst Springsteen song ever. Anyway, it was...
you don't like that one?
Oh, that's. I mean, there's so much better. I'm not a Springsteen guy per se, but there's a lot better. I mean, play Born to Run, for crying out loud. But anyway, they got in front of the federal prosecutor. They dismissed the DUI charges and the reckless driving charges, noting that the blood alcohol level was a measly 0.02, which is far below Jersey's state legal limit of 0.08. So the good news is that the judge said, look, man, we're gonna let you go. And then it was kind of funny because he said, we're going to slap you with a fine, $540. And Bruce is like, I think I can pay that immediately, Your Honor.
So, yeah, I got that.
So, no, and Bruce's defense was not that the, I mean, again, if you're not a Springsteen guy, you're not going to know these lyrics. But he didn't make the defense, Carl, that the highways were jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive.
That would have been great, though.
Everybody's out on the run tonight, but there's no place left to hide. Anyway, so the judge, and they had some fun with it. It was kind of tongue in cheek, and needless to say, he is okay. So he's not going to have anything on his permanent record, $540 fine on the boss, which makes sense.
Yeah. Should this? And by the way,
my family's law enforcement. My brother's a cop. But the idea in Bruce Springsteen getting popped in New Jersey just seems like it's like, how could that ever happen? Unless this guy's not a Springsteen fan.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Should this have ever happened? That's my question. Should this have even went down? You know what I mean?
Unless you assume that the boss had been drinking before then. But imagine you're sitting there hanging out with your friends. You know, it was a nice day. It happened back in November. Temperatures are up. People just hanging out, throwing the frisbee. Guys got beers out. Here comes Springsteen and his crew, and he's on a motorcycle, and you walk over, and if you're a big Springsteen fan, do a shot with the boss. It's pretty freaking cool, right?
It is cool.
You know? Well, not needless to say, the officer wasn't a fan. But either way, he's out, and it's all good news. So it didn't turn into a 10th Avenue freeze out. There you go. That's like Mitch Evans would do that.
I saw that nice play on words. I saw that.
Yes, barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge, drinking warm beer in the soft summer rain. That's an old Mitch Evans reference, old buddy of ours. Hey, man, you got squirrels? I know you've got woodpeckers. I have
plenty of squirrels.
I've got an armadillo situation, which so far, thanks to your Texas-style remedy, is working by using my essence to get him off the property
line. So how much did you, what are you talking about? Two Ziploc bags full? What are we talking about here?
Well, I guess Becky gave me Red Solo cups.
Oh, okay.
I would do my thing and then take the red. Basically, we were told, Carl said, you put pee in the hole of the armadillo or Aranda's territory, and eventually he will scram. And so that's what we're doing. So apparently, so far, so good. Becky has not seen the critter in the backyard.
Good, man. I mean, again, and, you know, claim your territory, Mike. Just the whole fence line. Just do the whole fence line.
Just marking my territory. Remember Jack Nicholson and the wolf? Is it wolf? There's also a movie called Sexy Beast with Ben Kingsley where he pulls that move. There's something you can check out on Netflix. Real quick, the reason I bring up squirrels, up in New York, upstate New York town, holding a squirrel hunting competition for teens this weekend. And needless to say, the folks from PETA are losing their mind. Carl, it's called the 7th Annual Squirrel Scramble in Germantown on Saturday. Open to men, women, and youth hunters. And the idea is, let's go get those varmints out of there. We promote youth hunting and teach them the proper way, the group said. Insisting that squirrel hunting is something that's been around for a long time. And again, if you have them in your yard, yeah, they look cute to some, but at the end of the day, they're just a rat with a really cute tail, right?
Yeah, they are. That's how I see them. I mean, I do. I don't know if everybody sees them that way. That's kind of what I see.
Right. So needless to say, the PETA folks, this barbaric, cruel, senseless, and environmentally terrorizing money grab is being advertised as a fun family event. And you don't have to destroy wildlife and senselessly murder innocent sentient beings to have fun. A squirrel is an innocent sentient being? It's an annoying varmint.
Yes,
Elmer Fudd on that thing, man. I'm with you right there, brother.
And you know what, Mike? Don't leave food out. They'll get in your grill areas. They get in everything.
Well, it's like when you're at the beach, right? You ever been at the beach and somebody's like, oh, let's feed the seagulls.
Oh, it's the worst. You're
and next
right.
thing you know, you got an Alfred Hitchcock movie, right? It becomes the bird. You got they're just like pigeons. They're annoying as hell. Remember, was it Finding Nemo when the seagull's like, mine.
Yes.
I always see those. Oh, look at Jeffrey feeding this. Oh, what are you doing, lady? All right, let's see what we got today. Let's hit the closing bell on a hump day. All right. Apparently, Cromer, when GameStop was a big story about 2-3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. I guess they moved the president out and everybody jumped on board. GameStop went up 100%, another big run. Dow Jones was up 424, S&P was up 44, and NASDAQ was up 132. So a good day at the ranch for you financially. You got a birthday today. Speaking of money, Carl, the money team, Floyd Money Mayweather, is 44.
Is he going to fight again?
Yeah. Do something. Maybe you think MMA, or you think he'll.
He was supposed to fight. What's the YouTuber?
The guy that Chris. Who's the guy on YouTube that everybody wants?
Jake Paul. Paul. That's right. He's supposed to beat Jake Paul up for fun. I'm just saying. I don't know if Money ever fight for real again. Right. But he'll have some of these exhibition matches.
He came out flat against the McGregor. It took him a few rounds to get his act together. Daniel Kaluuya. Kaluuya is 30 from Get Out and other movies. Very talented actor.
Yes, his newest movie. Check it out. It's great.
Phil Knight, Nike, 83 today. Edward James Olmos is a 74. Always for me, Castillo on Miami Vice. Four-time Formula One champ, Alain Prost is 66. Eddie Murray, Hall of Famer, Carl, is 65. One of the best first basemen, right? MLB history?
Hands down. I think underrated, Mike. He was great.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. played his dad in Straight Outta Compton. His birthday today, he's 30. George Thorogood is 71. Two-time major winner, the Masters. Zach Johnson is 45. Steve Jobs If Steve Jobs was alive today, would he be happy with how the iPhone has taken our society?
Good question.
I don't know. I don't know. And then we also mentioned it. Yes, Admiral Nimitz was born today. They should have let him run the plan, not MacArthur in the Pacific. And Hannes Wagner, John Fricke's drinking buddy, 8-time NL batting champ. He was born today, Carl.
Yeah, John's got two of his cards, though, Mike. They're worth thousands of dollars.
That's correct.
You want to go and check out the advanced screening at your house, man. You can do it wherever. I don't care. But we've got an exclusive VIP code for you to see Coming to America 2. It comes out Thursday, March 4th, 7 o'clock. You get a private screening of the movie before it's released globally on Amazon Prime on March 5th. Be caller number 9 right now at 404-741-0929. 404-741-0929. Caller number 9 is going to win that exclusive VIP code to see Coming to America 2. Top 3 at 6 next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.